ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
त्वया लसितेषु
विलासितेषु
येषु
येषु
गुणेषु
गुणेषु
गुणवान् अन्त आभाति विज्ञानेन विद्विन्दिता त्वया विमसितेष्वेषु
त्वयाषु
गुणेषु गुणवानिव
गुणेषु गुणमानिव
अन्तःप्रविष्टयाभाति ज्ञानेन
विजृम्भिता
त्वया विलसितेष्वेषु
विलसितेषु येषु
गुणेषु गुणवानिव
गुणेषु गुणवानिव
अन्तःप्रविष्ट आभाति
अन्तःप्रविष्टयाभाति
विज्ञानेन
विजृम्भिता
त्वया
विलसितेषु
येषु
गुणेषु गुणवानिव अन्तःप्रविष्टयाभाति विज्ञानेन विजृम्भिता
Vilasiteshu, although in the function, the modes of material nature, Gunavan, affected by the modes,
Jiva,
as if, Anta,
within,
Pravishta,
entered
into,
Abhati,
appears to be,
Vijnanina,
by transcendental consciousness, Vidvinjata, fully enlightened. Translation. After creating the material substance, the Lord expands himself and enters into it. And although he is within the material modes of nature and appears to be one of the created beings, he is always fully enlightened and in his transcendental position.
Now, this material creation is possible when the Supreme Spirit enters into it. This is a problem to the modern scientist. How creation was possible? We cannot understand that without spiritual touch there cannot be any creation. That is a poor fund of knowledge. The Darwin's theory, development, process of evolution, where child is that concentrating on the matter. Matter is evolving. Matter does not evolve. Matter is death. It is due to the presence of the spirit soul it evolves. That they do not know. Although actually you are seeing just like a child born, if the child is born dead, it is simply dead matter. It does not grow. This is our practical experience. But if the child is living, or the spirit soul is within that body, then it develops. Similarly, the whole cosmic manifestation, this big universe, unless there is in the center the Supreme Spirit, how it develops? It cannot develop. Either you take this body or take this universal body, without the spirit being enter within it, there cannot be development. The modern scientists, they have no knowledge, they cannot understand it. They are so poor fund of knowledge. Practically, we are seeing every day, this body has developed, your body, my body. How it has developed? Because I, the spirit soul, you, the spirit soul, enter into the matter. That's why it has developed. Karmana dayo netrena jantar diho upapattaye. So, diho upapatti, development of this body, is possible when the spirit soul enters a man, male and female, their sex life and the two secretions, they mix up, becomes emulsified, and the spirit soul takes shelter within that matter. And then the matter develops, the gradual. That is the development within the embryo. And when it is fully developed, with hands and legs, consciousness at 7 months, then child wants to come out, and then by the natural process, on the 10th month, the child comes out. But medical science or physiologists, biologists, they do not know this. We cannot explain how the body is developing, how the body is being formed. They do not know. But this is the fact. Taya vilasiteshu guneshu. Gunavaniva. Now, the living entity wanted to enjoy this material world. We get different types of bodies on account of our desire to have such body. We want to enjoy the material, the matter in a certain way, and Krishna gives us the opportunity to enjoy as we like. Prakite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarva. Everything is under control of Krishna. Although the body is obtained by material arrangement, still behind the matter there is Krishna. Krishna is as the living entity enters this material world, Krishna is also there along with him. Sometimes the Mayavadi philosophers, they mistake that the soul and the super soul, there is no such difference. Only the soul is the super soul, or the super soul is the soul, Atma, Paramatma, they are both one, but not they are not both one. There are two. That is stated in the Upanishad, that they are sitting in one tree like two birds, friendly birds. One is enjoying the fruit of the tree, other is only witnessing. So the witnessing bird is Paramatma, and the fruit-eating bird is Atma. These are the Vedic statements. So, we have entered this material world for enjoyment and to give us facility for enjoyment, plenary portion of Krishna, Paramatma, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, he is also within this body. This can be explained by one example. It's like when there is some fair in India, it's like we had attended that Kumbh Mela fair. So, because the people would come and gather there, the government takes precaution or makes necessary arrangement. There is actually a small government, the commissioner, the magistrate, they go there and manage things, that things are going on nicely so that people may not be in inconvenience. Let them take bath peacefully. That is the idea. Similarly, the government is Krishna. And because we wanted to come here to enjoy, the Krishna has made so many nice arrangements. Sometimes they question why this material world is created. That is created for us because Krishna knows that some of them, they want to enjoy this material world. To give them facility, everything is arranged there. This is a replica of the spiritual world, but it is temporary, exactly like the Kumbh Mela camp is temporary. Bhutta bhutta praliyate. A chance is given to the living entities to enjoy to their satisfaction, and the Vedic instruction is there so that they may follow and again come back home, back to home, back to God. This is the whole arrangement. guneshu gunavāmiva. Now the super soul does not become affected by the material qualities. But the individual soul, they are affected by the material qualities. Satagun, rajagun, tamagun. But the super soul is above this guna, always. Antap pravishta abhati vijnanena vijimbhita. He is always full conscious. When Krishna comes within this material world, he does not become affected by the qualities as we become. Therefore, those who are muras, those who are fools, they consider that Krishna is also a human being like us. Avajananti manamurha manasim tanuvasita. But Krishna, about Krishna it is said, vijnanena vijimbhita. He is fully conscious. He knows. Vedaham samatitani. I know everything, Krishna says, past, present, future. That's like Krishna said to Arjuna, aham vivasati yugam praptamani hamabha. Idamabha. Formerly, I spoke to the sun god. So, because he does not forget past, present, future, vijnanena vijimbhita. He is always conscious, fully conscious. Whatever was done in the past, what will happen in the future and what is happening, everything is known to Krishna. Vijnanena vijimbito. But we have lost our consciousness. We have lost our memory that we are parts and parcels of Krishna, and we are identifying with this material world in different capacities. Somebody is identifying with this body, somebody is identifying with the society or community or nation or country. But Krishna does not become such materially affected. Vijnanena vijimbita. He is always conscious. So the Paramatma. Although the Paramatma is within this body, antapravishta, avhati, without him, both the Paramatma and Jivatma are within this body, and the intelligence is coming from the Paramatma. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Sarvasya chaham ridhi sannivishta. Sarvasya chaham ridhi sannivishta. I have entered in everyone's heart. Sarvasya chaham ridhi sannivishta. Matta smriti jnanam apohanant. Smriti jnanam apohanant. Remembrance, memory, knowledge, everything is coming from him. Mitik jnanam apohanancha. And forgetfulness is also from him. That's all. Let's go. Jnana and apohanancha. Knowledge and forgetfulness, both are there. Both are coming from Krishna. Knowledge, suppose I wanted to enjoy something in my past life. So Krishna has given me a type of body so that I can enjoy. And he gives me reminder also. Now, you wanted to enjoy like this, you have got this opportunity, you do it. This is the proof. You will find even the cat born of an animal, the dog, cats and dogs, they find out where is the mother's breast. The human child also, they also try to find out where is the mother best. Because they explain it as intuition. But we don't say it is intuition. Or even if we call intuition, where from it is coming? It is coming from Paramatma. He is giving that you find out here, you'll find your mother's breast and here is your food. Here is your food. Therefore, even just after birth, the kiddy or the small child finds out where is the food. This is the explanation of intuition. But the modern scientists, they say intuition, but they cannot explain how the intuition is coming. It is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Matta smriti jnanam apohanancha. It is coming from Paramatma, the Supreme Personality of God. Antapravishta abhati vijnanena vijambhita. But Krishna, sarvasya chaham ridhi sannivishta, as Paramatma, he has entered in everyone's heart. He is in his knowledge. He knows that this individual soul wanted to enjoy this material world. So, he gives him facility, now you enjoy. Those who have no discrimination of eating, all abominable things one can eat, he is given the chance of eating everything up to stool in the form of a hog. the facilities given. One who is shameless. Now this civilization has spread in the Western countries. They want to remain naked. There are so many nudie class. So next life, they will be given chance to become free, to stand naked for thousands of years. This is law of nature. They do not know how they are getting chance, different types of body for different types of enjoyments, material enjoyments. Sometimes he is poor as a poor man, sometimes he is poor as a rich man, sometimes as demigod, sometimes as cash, sometimes as top. In this way, it is going on. But there is no knowledge. The modern civilization, they do not take care of this basic information. Neither they have got any sufficient knowledge. How these 8,400,000 species of life are becoming possible? They have no science. But here it is stated, Antap Pramishtha Abhati Vijnanina Vijindika. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is all pervasive. It is including science, philosophy, everything that you require, everything complete. By Krishna consciousness movement, everything becomes completely known. Prakasa. Because as soon as we become in touch with Krishna, Krishna gives us our intelligence. Tesham satatajuktanam bhajatam priti putvakam. If we engage ourselves in Krishna consciousness, in devotional service, sincerely and seriously, then all intelligence will come from within. Because Paramatma is there, Krishna is already there. Ishara sarvabhutanam riddhesi ajjana tishthati. So simply, just like the television, set is there already. You can get so many news from outside, but you have to know how to tackle it. As soon as you push some button, electronic button, immediately the picture and the speaking immediately become manifest. Similarly, Krishna is already there within your heart. You are also there. If we simply connect or link with Krishna, that is called yoga. Yoga means connecting the link. So there are different processes of yoga system. The best yoga system, as it is described in the Bhagavad Gita, always think of Krishna within your heart. Always think. Sabai manak Krishna padaravinda. This is the example given by Ambarish Maharaj. You haven't got to practice so many Ashtanga Yoga process. That is also one of the process. But in this process, always thinking of Krishna, satatam chintayantam maam. Satatam chintayantam maam, satatam kirtayantam maam. These words are there. If we engage ourselves, always chanting, hearing about Krishna, sunnatam sabata Krishna, punnasavana kirtana, riddhantasta avadrani, vidhunati sahistatana. Then gradually, the dirty things within our heart will be cleansed, and there will be clear direction what to do, in which circumstances, and how to do it. Everything will come. Because vijnanena vijimbhita. Krishna is there. He is full of knowledge, scientific knowledge, vijnane. This very word is used, vijnane. Not only jnana, but vijnane. Tactfully, everything perfectly will come. Simply, we have to link our lost relationship. We are always in Krishna touch, but at the present moment, due to the illusory energy of Maya, we have forgotten that we are always connected with Krishna. This has to be, this illusion, this dirty things has to be more than our original relationship will be established and our life will be perfect. That is the process of Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much.